This next one is another coyote. Coyote likes to go hunting, as you just heard. This one is a lazy coyote. He hunts, but he never brings home anything. And Mrs. Coyote said, "Today, if you do not bring anything for us to eat, don't bother coming home." And there was snow on the ground, snow where you could see the tracks of little animals. And so he went. He said, "What shall I do? I have no place to go. I have to go home." And he went, and pretty soon he found a cedar tree. He was passing by a cedar tree. He sat down, and then he saw Mrs. Turkey coming down the road. It was just hurrying down the road. And he said, "My luck, I didn't have to go out to hunt. I'll just sit here and catch her." So when she was coming by, the turkey said, "Good morning, Mr. Coyote. What are you doing sitting here early in the morning?" He said, "Oh, I came to hunt, but I got tired, so I sat down." And then the turkey said, "Don't bother hunting, because I'm tired leaving. I've been living too long and I'm tired, so I was just going to your house to have Mrs. Coyote cook me for your meal." And he said, "Oh, okay then. I'll just wait here until sunset and then I'll go home and eat." So he didn't bother cooking. He sat there. And the turkey went straight down to the coyote's home and knocked on the door. And Mrs. Coyote peeped out and he said, "Good morning, Miss Turkey." And the turkey said, "Coyote sent me down and he said for you to cook a bunch of senior that he has hanging on the vigas." And he said, "That old man, crazy old man, what does he want me to cook his sinews for? He's supposed to be out hunting." And turkey said, "I don't know. He just told me for you to cook the sinews." So she made tracks just to Coyote's door and then flew also. She went. And then about sunset, Coyote woke up and said, "I'm so hungry I can almost taste that turkey. It must be done by now. I'll just go home and have me a good meal." So Coyote got up and he trotted home and saw the tracks of the turkey going straight to the coyote's home. And he saw the last footprint. And he looked around. He didn't go any other place. That was the last footprint the turkey made. So he said, "She did go in there. She did go in there. So I do have turkey to eat." So he went in there and he said, "You better hurry and feed me because I'm hungry." And so she said, "Well, sit down, I'll feed you." She brought him a bowl of the sinews all piled up. And she sat there and tried eating. It was so hard, pulled it this way and that way. He couldn't even chew on it. And he said, "This must be an old bird." No wonder she was tired living. And Mrs. Coyote said, "What do you mean, an old bird?" He said, "Well, I met Miss Turkey along the way, and she said she was going to come to our house. She was going to offer herself to be cooked for our supper." And Mrs. Coyote said, "You dumb old man." The turkey came to the door and she said to cook the sinews you have hanging up on the vigas. And so that's what I did, and you better eat all of it. So Coyote did the best he could, pulling them this way and that way, and loosened up all his teeth. And that is why coyote run around barefooted because he doesn't have any more sinew to make himself moccasins to wear.